Big housing squeeze is the headline on today's Independent. The Irish Times goes for Brexit blamed for fall in the price of Dublin property. The Central Statistics Office reports that house prices in the capital fell in July for the first time in 7 years. Prices elsewhere in the country continue to rise, up almost 5% on the same month of last year. Meanwhile, almost one in six of all houses is being bought by so-called cuckoo funds and by local authorities. With me now are Michael Dowling, Managing Director of Dowling Financial, and Dunlera TD, Richard Boyd Barrett of People Before Profit. Thank you both indeed for coming in, Michael and Richard. First of all, Michael Dowling, what are the principal drivers of the price falls in Dublin? Does it really just come down to Brexit?
No, it's not down to Brexit entirely, but the impact of Brexit is having an effect on sentiment in that people are just unsure, and that's... If people are unsure, they're not going to make big purchases. So house prices are falling in Dublin, which is a good thing. Equally, people are not buying as many new cars as would be expected in an economy that's growing the way ours is. So that effect of Brexit is there. Its sentiment, as I say, is an important thing. If you're listening to people and you're talking to your friends and they're all unsure, that has an effect on your decision making. But equally, it has to be said, the central bank macroprudential rules around loan to income multiple and loan to value multiples are impacting, so they're having an effect.
What about supply? Is that an issue or a factor?
Well, supply is improving certainly in the new homes market, but I mean, obviously, as you alluded to earlier, they're not all being bought by first-time buyers, which is a concern, no doubt. But supply is improving, but I just think people are realising that, look, property isn't a one-way bet. It just doesn't go up all the time. And I think the people who are looking at buying or people who are borrowing are just more savvy now than would have been in the past.
And is the drop uniform across the capital?
Well, certain areas are impacted more than others. I mean, Richard's own constituency is probably feeling the most impact in terms of like 4% decrease in the Dunleary area in terms of property prices. But this has really been impacted, Sean, at the top end of the market. I mean, £1 million plus properties. This really hasn't an impact at the lower level. At properties between 300,000 and 400,000, there's still some growth there, but it's really the top end of the market is skewing the figures to some degree.
Richard Boyd Barrett, how do you view these figures?
I largely agree with the points that were made. I mean, I think probably the looming international recession is also probably as big a factor as Brexit, to be absolutely honest with you. I mean, there's beginning to be a dip in property prices across the Western world, in the United States and so on. So it's a sign that a recession is coming and we all need to start seriously worrying about that. But from the point of view of ordinary working people who are trying to purchase a house, the reality is that house prices are still completely out of their reach, and particularly in Dublin and most particularly in areas like Dunleary.
It's an area that you and I would both be familiar with. Yeah. And I suppose it's true to say that you see lots of new houses being built, but very few of them within the reach of a first-time buyer or an ordinary person in an ordinary job.
I mean, sure, look, we're even talking about in Odevany Gardens. They're talking about affordable housing at 300...
That's in the heart of Dublin.
Yeah. You know, what was a former council estate and is publicly owned land, and they're talking about houses for 350,000. I mean, this is bonkers.
As affordable.
And as Mel Reynolds, I was talking to Mel Reynolds earlier on, pointed out, about 400 of the 800 units there are going to be built privately by Bartra, and they can do anything they like with them. So they could flog them, public land, to an equity fund, to a cuckoo fund, who would then be charging...
To remind people what the cuckoo funds are and what they do.
The cuckoo funds essentially are coming in, buying blocks of apartments because the financiers will only give money to people like them to buy these apartments, and then they rent them at astronomical rents. Often, and this is the really terrible and disgraceful irony, these blocks were originally in NAMA's hands, i.e. they were public property. We sold them at rock-bottom prices. The cuckoos come in, then rent them at astronomical rents, which nobody can afford, and in many cases, then lease them back to the local authorities for astronomical rents for social housing. I mean, you just couldn't make this stuff up.
Michael Dowling, do you share that analysis?
I think it's a very fair analysis, yes, absolutely. I mean, look, a very interesting statistic came out during the week. The Banking Payments Federation had their quarterly update, and 52% of first-time buyers in Dublin required incomes in excess of 80,000 to buy a property. I mean, that is frightening to think that level of income is required to buy a property in Dublin today. But it's the reality. But that squeezes out a huge amount of people who just couldn't afford those kind of properties.
Richard Boyd-Barrett, you've been involved in several protests lately, I think, in relation to these cuckoo funds. But, you know, many of these companies, they're essentially professionalising the sector. The rent might be a bit more expensive, but the terms of the lease and the property's condition tend to be far better, do they not?
Well, no, first of all, I mean, the rents are just so off the Richter scale that, you know, huge numbers of people simply can't afford them. Anybody who, for example, is trying to get social housing support through the HAP scheme, I mean, largely it's almost impossible to get these. And even if they do get them, the public is paying an absolute fortune for it, which is madness, as opposed to just building public and affordable housing on its own land. But can I just make an important distinction between vultures and cuckoos? Cuckoos come in, I know it's ridiculous in a way, isn't it? It just shows you the dysfunctionality of the housing market. But a cuckoo comes in and buys a block and rents it, buys it to rent and a very high rent. The vultures come in and buy, again, often NAMA property, and then usually will try and evict, and that's what I was protesting during the week, will try and evict, mass evict the tenants because they feel the rents are too low, and they can drive up the value of the asset by evicting everybody. And that this is happening in a number of places, including one in Dunleary, one in Inchicore, and a whole number of locations in South Dublin, by vulture funds trying to mass evict people using loopholes in the residential tenancies legislation to drive up the value of the asset and then probably flip the asset on or charge astronomically higher rents.
We did hear the Taoiseach earlier on Morning Ireland saying that for the first time in a long time, the state has an actual programme of building social houses. Now, to what extent is that going to help alleviate the problem?
Well, again, when you look at the prices that are being looked for these properties, I mean, you couldn't describe them as social in terms of the prices being sought. I mean, if you look at the average industrial rate is in and around €40,000. I mean, that's your benchmark around delivering property that people on those incomes can afford. And that's the mass audience. As I say, you've got another proportion who are earning larger incomes and can afford, but that's a very small cohort of the population. And that's the big concern, is people on less than those average industrial wages who have good jobs, professionals, like my own daughter, who's a nurse, who clearly has said to me that I'll never be able to buy a house. Now, I would argue there's something seriously wrong.
Do you believe her do you think she's right?
I do. Yeah, I think there will be, wrongly, but there's going to be a generation and future generations of people who are well qualified, well educated, doing very good jobs, but they just won't be able to buy a house in this city.
I would say the proportion of the population that is now not able to afford to buy a house is about 70% of the population. I tell you, that's what we're talking about. Because unless you're up in the bracket of earning about €100,000 a year, you just couldn't possibly hope to buy at current prices.
But the other thing that you've got to put into that equation, surely, in addition to prices, is the interest rates. Now, they're at unprecedentedly low levels. So if the price may be high, but if the interest rate on the repayments is low, maybe one tends to balance out the other.
Well, but yeah, look, and it is welcome that interest rates are falling. I mean, two banks, one today and one on Wednesday, announced further decreases in their fixed rate interest. But the problem is, if you don't have the income, irrespective of the interest rates, you're not going to be able to borrow what's required for the property you want to buy.
And it's very risky. If you're buying at these inflated prices, right, and the banks lend you to buy stuff at massively high prices, we could end up very likely repeating what happened prior to the crash. So you buy a house at, you know, 400, 450,000, there's a crash, you lose your job, interest rates go up, and you're absolutely banjaxed. And one important point to make, Sean, I think, is what's happening now in terms of cuckoo funds and, you know, the unaffordability to buy houses for ordinary working people is a deliberate act of policy. The government and the mandarins in the housing department have been churning out this mantra that we have to move away from a society where people can expect to buy their own homes, and we have to move to one where everybody's just going to have to rent, supposedly, like they do in Europe, right? So it's been a deliberate policy to bring in these cuckoo funds to control the rental sector, much of the housing sector, and of course give them massive tax breaks into the bargain.
The other factor to bear in mind is, while we're talking today about small decreases in house prices in Dublin, rents have increased by 57% in the intervening period. And that's the great problem with
over what period? How many years?
You're talking about over the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. Like that's a massive increase, yeah. And that's where again you see these funds. They come in. They can get corporate lets at rents equivalent to what's been achieved in London. The knock-on effect of that is private landlords who've a property next door. They're saying, well, if Fund A is getting 3,200 for a two-bed apartment in down in the docks. Well, my apartment
is that a month as opposed to a year?
A month, 3,200 a month. That's the reality of the rents in locations like that.
Yeah, and the other factor, because of the failure of the government to build on scale large amounts of its own public and affordable housing, they are then having to lease or rent these, you know, extortionately expensive properties, and it's blowing a massive hole in the public finances.
The subsidy on HAP payments is going to be over €1 billion this year. So the taxpayer is paying over €1 billion to subsidise. Now, okay, we need people and we have to assist them, but a lot of this money is also going to these funds to match the market rents they're demanding, and we're subsidising.
Okay, a subject no doubt we'll be back talking about before too long. We'll leave it there for now. Michael Dowling, Managing Director of Dowling Financial, and Richard Boyd Barrett, Solidarity People Before Profit TD in Dunleary. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.